rest is history. She got started, and she brought me my fourth team coordinator, you know? So that was unintentional. Now, intentional cold market recruiting, okay? Intentional cold market recruiting. The gym, somewhere where I visited every single day, the gym. I went in the gym, and if you're looking for a place to cold market recruit, go get a gym membership and go every day at a specific time, whether it's from 8 to 9, 8 to 9 in the morning, or 8 at 9 at night, whatever time it is. And the beauty about a gym is that you're going to get different cultures in there, different backgrounds as far as education. You're going to get different age groups. And you're going to get industries, a lot of different industries that people work in, whether it's the medical field or if it's simply just they're still in college. You know, either way works. But here's the thing is that everybody's on the same level, meaning they're all in gym clothes. Everybody is working out. They're doing the same thing. And everybody has the same goal, get in shape. And so it's very easy to go up to somebody you don't know and ask them if you could join into their workout or ask them, you know, hey, listen, what's a good cardio workout? Spark a conversation, very easy to do. All you have to go do is ask a question. The moment you've asked a question, the person's going to go, yeah, you do this, this. By the way, my name's Darren. What's yours? And at that point, they're a lukewarm recruit. You've now created a lukewarm market, meaning they're not cold, they're not warm, they're not your friend, but you know each other, you're acquaintances. And now every time you go into that gym, you're going to be able to start a little conversation with that person one day after the other. Hey, it's good seeing you again. What are you working out today? Question. And then eventually, the relationship forms where you start talking about their family, their dreams, their family situation. You know, maybe they're a doctor. They're away from their family. They tell you that, right? They're very open. Maybe they're somebody that has just gotten laid off of work. Whatever the situation is, find out. Get their why. And remember, you want to make the whole conversation about them. You're not going to tell them, I started a business. You're not going to tell them anything about you unless they ask you about it. Unless they ask you about it. Because here's where business owners fail. They go, listen, I just started a new business. I want to know if you're open to maybe making money every time somebody pays their cell phone bill. You know, and the person goes, no. Because they feel that the business owner is only approaching them to make money. See, when you're asking them questions, they feel, that person feels like you have an invested interest in their family or what they're doing. And when they ask you the question, here's where the magic happens, they ask you the question, what do you do? And the most powerful thing you can say is what you do full time, and then just spark their interest and say, yeah, and then I just started my own business a few weeks ago or a month ago or a year ago, you know, and I do it part time around what I do. See, the biggest thing people don't realize is when you're doing something part time, that's more attractive than doing something full time. Until your fortune's making double what you're making on your full-time job, you shouldn't be full-time within ACN. You shouldn't be full-time within ACN. People want an attractive story. Build your fortune part-time while you're working full-time. And so they're going to ask you not about, it's funny because they never ask you about your full-time job. They always ask you about your part-time. Your part-time. And so when people used to ask me, oh, you know, what's your part-time? I'd simply say, well, basically a few months ago, I started my own business. It's an online storefront. And basically, I'm able to evaluate essential services for customers like myself and you, and potentially find savings on bills they're currently paying. They go, wow, you know, that's pretty interesting. How'd you get started? Question comes up a lot. How'd you get started? Well, you know, I actually got started through a friend, through a family member that introduced me to the concept of making money every time somebody pays a bill. They'll go, that sounds pretty good. What's the company's name? You go, well, the company works with a variety of different service providers like Comcast and Charter and Time Warner, Frontier, DirecTV, Dish Network. They work with a variety of service providers. We're just a broker for them. And they're going to go, wow, that's great. That's great. Who can do it? And they always say that, who can do it? And you just say, anybody can do it. Anybody could do it. But listen, you know what? Let's get our workout in. And if you want to meet after the gym or after work or before the gym, I'll share more with you. I'll share more with you because this has literally provided my family or my situation to be able to pay off school or be able to bring my wife home with our family in the next few months. You know, just this part-time thing. And then share that's your why. Share your why, and they're going to be intrigued and interested because it will be able to relate to their why. Be able to relate to their why. And once you've established grounds with that person, they will schedule an appointment to meet. And so what I ended up doing is my next recruit was Mr. Pereira. And Mr. Pereira was a multimillionaire, and it was an intentional recruit. I just did not know his situation of how wealthy he was until I met him. And he said, this is a great concept. I like what you're doing. This is a no-brainer. I'm going to do it. You see, and it was just at the gym, and you would have never known that he was a millionaire because everybody dresses the same. So for those of you on the call, if you're looking for a spot to go cold market recruit, the gym is one of the best places to be. I would say the second best place to be would be a grocery store where you get your haircut or your children's sporting events. Children's sporting events where all the moms get together and talk. And really, you know, this is cold market recruiting. So have an intentional cold market recruiting experience. Remember, dress nice, become attractable, smile, become approachable, and make sure you make the conversation all about the other person. And when they ask the magical word, what do? Respond and set the appointment. Thank you guys for joining my cold market recruiting call. I want to thank everybody on this line for enhancing your learning within this company. And God bless. Hope you have a great rest of your day.